The ruling upheld a decision by the Milwaukee School Board to deny Corey Ardell access to the sick leave records of his ex-girlfriend. He says he wanted to prove she was filing for leave when she wasn't sick. But he had previously been accused of abusing her, and a restraining order she filed against him had just expired when he requested the records. Tony Gibbard of End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin says the ruling properly takes into account the way Ardell planned to use the records.
To consider the safety of its employee, the school board obviously had to consider who the person was, because that person had this history of stalking and harassing its employee.
But the chair of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council says a ruling like this sets a precedent that could unfairly block access to public records to journalists or to average citizens who don't intend to use them to harass or stalk someone. Bill Leaders says records custodians aren't supposed to consider who wants the records or why when responding to a request.
Our experience is any time that you create through statute or through court rulings some exception to the rule that public records are public, authorities will seize on that to deny requests that they would rather not fulfill.
Leaders says the ruling may not even prevent people like Ardell from getting the information he or she wants, because they can always ask someone else to make the request for them. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.